water, right? The pig will eat its own feces, right? The pig will eat, you know, it will drink water with all different types of chemical. Like, listen, the pig will eat any and everything, right? So, now when we go into the inside of the pig intestines, right? And the common thing that is told is like, oh, if you cook it properly, the worms will not be able to.
I lie that.
Pretty much, you know what I'm saying? So, the pig has something called the trichea or trachina.
Trachea.
Or the trichosis worm, right? And this worm, right? It goes up your spine. And it goes into your brain, right? Major brain damage from the nervous system to the, regeneration of cells, right? Like, this worm will actually slow you down, right? Like, it will actually slow you down, right? So that's messing with the cognitive aspect of your brain, right? So that's just the pig. And that's what they fed us in slavery. And on top of that, let's get to the bull, right? Because you find this in a lot of different, cultures, right? But they would feed us the cow's penis and testicles. This is real stuff, right? You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
And we would make soups out of these things, right? You know what I'm saying?
And ball soup.
Because this is...
Oh, them things still running.
Y'all like the cow's penis and testicles, right? And you ever heard, like, yo, man, you acting like a real dick right now. And you ever heard that saying, you are what you eat. So it's like, this is what we were trained to eat, right? Now... Like, we can get into all of the starch, the potatoes, the sweet potatoes, now fast forward to Jim Crow, right?
Mm.
Because after slavery, it was Jim Crow, which was like another 100 years from like 1863 to like 1963-4 of terrorism, right? Basically, right? This is when the governments are like, okay, well, you know, brothers and sisters are free, supposedly, right? But we're gonna introduce things like fructose corn syrup.
No doubt.
We're gonna introduce, because see, a lot of plantations, right? They were like the English and the American, right? They were dealing with, you know, the original people, plantations of sugarcane, right? And tobacco. You know what I mean? Huge importers, right? Exporters, right? So, you know, it's like this. They started to pretty much put these chemicals, right? Refined sugars, right? I mean, sugar is in literally everything, right? Sodium. Overdose amounts of sodium. Right? Which, you know, some studies say that your body should only have about 25 milligrams of sugar. Anywhere between 1,300 and 2,000 milligrams of salt, depending on if you're an active person or not, right? And yes, salt is good for the body, right? Especially if you're working out, right? There's a lot of different chemicals, right, that are in the food, like, you know, MSG, right, monosodium glutamate, right, and I mean, this stuff here is, like, very, very poisonous for our bodies, right, and look, the MSG is the best, like, and I say that because, you know, it's, they understand the taste buds, right, they understand the way that these the chemicals in the food, the additives, right, the way that it affects our brain, right? Example, sugar lights up the same receptors in the brain as cocaine. So when we are feeding our children sugar, 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 on top of, you know, whatever's going on maybe in the household, maybe the household's not proper, maybe there's things going on outside of whatever, you add the trauma and the sugar and you wonder why people become drug addicts. Due to knowledge. Seriously, due to knowledge, right? Because it's a very
just a different form.
It's a form of slavery, right? Is that what you're gonna say? Is that what you're thinking?
What are you saying? Oh, mental slavery within the addiction to the sugar. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Absolutely. The dopamine.
Right? Yeah, the dopamine, and I mean, you got these commercials running every 30 seconds, right? And you know, feeding your mind and triggering your mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you're driving through Timmy's four times a day, right?
Oh man, Tim Hortons, man. Like I'm. Come on, man. I be on that Tim Hortons sometimes. And this is the thing, right? So this is the... So with all of that being said, I'm going to take it back to, you know, the eating three times a day, right? So if you're constantly putting these poisons in your body, right? You know, for example, right? Like my great-grandmother, Eleanor Collins, you know, you know, peace be upon her, right?
Rest in peace, Grandma.
She lived to 104. Now, you know why she lived to 104? Because her diet was impeccable. You understand? Impeccable, right? Now, even, you know, in certain scriptures, right? They talk about man living for hundreds of years, right?
Bro, I was just, it's funny you say that because that just crossed my mind right now when you were speaking.
You know what I'm saying?
Thousands.
And
900
and different times,
years,
like different times, obviously, right? Different times. I'm talking about, you know, environmentally. You know what I'm saying? Different times, right?
But regardless, to live to 900 years, can you even imagine?
I mean, look, if that is true, if they can show and prove that, that's supreme, right? That's supreme to the top, right? Because it's like, you know,
what's the wisdom on that? what's the wisdom on that 900 years, right?
The average person now lives to about 70, 80.
If you're lucky, right?
If you're lucky.
That's what that book says.
What book?
70. The Bible.
So, you know, it's so let's take it back to, you know, if now for me, what works for me to have, you know, the clarity in my mind, because I find that when I'm overindulging in sugar, it's very hard for me to focus, right? So I have to refine my sugars. I have to refine the unhealthy carbs, right? I have to refine the meat consumption, right? Because for me, it makes me not feel the greatest, and I want to be at my supreme level vibrationally, right? Because we're talking about, like,
well, it's like you're talking about that dopamine where it takes you so high and then drops you off.
It just, like, right? like boom.
And that's where, you know, a lot of brothers and, you know, people in our culture, you know, it's called the itis. That's when the itis sets in, right?
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. Absolutely, right? So, I'm about fasting, right? Intermittent fasting, but also 3-day fasting. You know what I mean? Pure water, right? And replenishing my body and my mind. You know what I'm saying? Look, man. You know, RIP to, you know, peace be upon Dr. Sebi, right? If y'all don't know who Dr. Sebi is, I highly suggest that you check him out. And you see what the man was doing, right? Because there's many people who will testify, right? That have bear witness to Dr. Sebi's medical treatments. I don't want to say medical treatments. I want to say his healing methods, right? Mm. His healing methods. And allegedly, he was taken out. Allegedly. I'm not saying that's 100%. I'm saying allegedly. Just to make that clear, right? Because the man allegedly cured people of AIDS, blindness, diabetes, sickle cell.
Cancer.
Okay. Right?
Well, that just shows you right then and there, it's really all about your diet, right?
And
what people should do, if you want to give yourself a chance to fight this, right? Go look up the alkaline food chart. Mm-hmm. The alkaline food chart. It will show you where and what each fruit is and represents.
Absolutely.
Right? Down to the meat, you know? Because, you know, you eat your fruit and it's acidic. You have to eat your alkaline with it, right?
And this is the thing too, though, also, some of those fruits are acidic in nature, but when they hit your body, they do alkalize as well.
True,
right?
That.
And so, you know...
Isn't it true they hold a lot of sugar, though, some fruits?
A lot of fructose, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not artificial. It's not artificial fructose.
It's a whole...
Which
other.
Is more... I mean, at least from what I studied, is that it's more of a natural thing. But that also depends if you're getting your fruits genetically altered or you're actually getting organic.
And that's serious. And that's serious business right there too, right? And also, you know, you have a fruit in one form. It may have 8 grams of sugar. You blend that up. And now that's turned into 16, 17 grams of sugar.
And this is and to add on to that, this is why it's important, from what studies say, to actually eat the fruit as a whole, because it's the fiber that's on the outer layer and the inner layer of the fruit that balances out the sugar.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying?
That
so
is
this
true.
Is what studies say, right?
That
so,
is true.
You know, like for example. You can juice the apple, right? But the fiber content is going to be less, right? As if you eat the skin with the apple. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Same with oranges, right? You know, the berry kingdom, you know, Yaki Awakening talks about this, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the berry kingdom, you know, is, you know, the antioxidants, right? That fight off the free radicals, right? This is big. This is big thing right here, right? Like man said it, right? Like the diet is the longevity. You know what I'm saying? Even 80-20. You know what I'm saying? Like I've heard people say 80-20.
Most definitely.
Right? 80% natural, 20% artificial. You might have a better chance to live longer. Right.
Well, it's 80% diet, 20% exercise, right?
That too.
Physical.
That too. I mean,
you can get a lot more.
I would put 20% higher than that.
Yeah. Maybe.
20 exercise higher than that.
Well, you can't go higher than 100.
No, I'm saying. Well, okay. So in the whole of the 100. Okay, I understand that. Right.
Yeah. I mean, they're saying that, you know, that should get you by, right? But obviously, you know, some people are like 60-40. Some people are 70-30, you know? It's a variation. Whatever works for you, right? And you have to be careful with the berries, too, right? Because in a high consumption, those sugars start adding up also, right?
That's right.
So moderation, right? Mm-hmm. And you need to go check it out. See how many grams in a normal size apple or orange or kiwi, or you need to do the numbers. You know, RZA said it. You gotta read the labels. You can't just grab anything off the shelf and think they got your best interest, right? You know, it's even like some of these products, right? You go in there, you put it on your skin to have a shower. It smells lovely. You get out there, you're like, oh, I'm smelling nice. I'm looking great. Man, they're putting like, you know, heavy metals in your body.
Oh yeah,
and your biggest organ.
Carcinogens, all in the shampoos, the lotions, the soaps. Absolutely, man. Like,
wonder why women are going bald. Wonder why men are going bald. You know?
Yeah, look, man, and that's the thing, right? It's like me, right? I can only tell you what I do, right? And I have success, right? As far as like what's going on, right? Like my skin is, like when my skin is like the only time my skin starts to get bumpy and stuff like that and rashy is when I'm fasting, because I'm take all of the toxins are coming out, right?
Sure.
So, but I use like essential oils, right? I use essential oils. Look, I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna put y'all on the game, right? And you can study this yourself. I don't use deodorants because deodorants have mad carcinogens, mad metals in it, aluminum, all kinds of like there's like aluminum. There is what's the word I'm looking for? It starts with a C. I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna spend the block on that one. But limes and lemons, okay? I'm gonna tell you right now. Limes and lemons. Do the knowledge to that. Put that in your armpits. Kills all the bacteria. I'm telling you, you ain't gonna stink. It's natural, right? I use, you know, coconut oils, organic coconut oils. You can obviously find, you know, organic shea butters. You know what I mean? Like my brother Bamboo Twigs, piece of the Bamboo Twigs up in Montreal. He started his own soap line. You know what I mean? Like makes organic soups. You know what I mean? There is, yeah, like man, like the think of like what Guilty said, right? Like what we're talking about, these products you're putting in your hair, right? Like your it's seeping into your brain. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like you want that Dove and that, oh, that St. Ives, like, yo, I'm telling you right now, no good. No, right? Bueno. I went on, listen, man. I just was typing in, you know, if you use Google, peace. But I use DuckDuckGo because it's a different search engine. I'm sure it's TAP, but you can definitely get the raw deal on that, right? I type in the 10 most poisonous additives in Canadian food. The first link it takes me to is the Canadian government website. Wow. Lo and behold, it goes through a whole list.
And it's long, let me tell you.
And we're going to take a break and play some more music, and we're going to come back to that list.
We're going to PSA it.
PSA, baby.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
What it is today.
Yeah, that's right. Go all out. R.A.P.
If Edge only knew how I felt about the rap game, they relocate and change the name. I eradicate move fakers, roll with coke shakers, get dapped to mad money makers, shared cells with life takers, had sex with rum shakers. I make moves so I'm an earthquaker. I've been known to instill fear. Although the world may be round, we still trapped in the square. City life got me bugging and trite. Some die by the gun, some die by the knife. It's alright, like a game of spades and trump tight. Premier hit me with music to assure that it thumped right. And my flight will be taken solely at night, cause that's when the freaks come out, no doubt. And in the dark hours is when I was showered with the knowledge of my trade to get paid. Still I make moves like a snake in the grass, roundabout. I'll be f***ing it down while you be f***ed out. Puff mad L's but never passed out. And if I'm caught up in the jam, I blast my way out. There'll be no letting up, just straight shutting up, or we'll start to wetting up. Lyrical infrared set to never miss ya. Big Sug, Google, Freddie Fox, the militia.
Everybody spitting it, the rhyme is hot, cause it's Big Sug, Guru, and Freddie the Fox. When Premier bring the beats, no, it just don't stop. It's the militia. Everybody spitting it, the rhyme is hot, cause it's Big Sug, Guru, and Freddie the Fox. When Premier bring the beats, no, it just don't stop. It's the militia.
I ain't one to succumb to no man, but to command and scoop up the troops when it's time to take a stand. Emphatically, deep strategies leave casualties. I creep gradually till everybody knows that I got more flows than Rosebud got.
The anger inside had me trapped. Till I got geared up with raps to tear you up like big gats for big stacks. Watch your back when I send them in. Caught you trembling, my name and face you're remembering. Several attempts, but now you'll never win. Rhymes pierce your skin or maybe limbs will be severing. Take you to the mat, beat that, you should keep back. My ill kid format will lay you flat like a doormat that I walk on. I meditate while you talk on and gossip. So I drop my hot fully loaded Glock clips. So get the fuck off my block, kid. As nights turn to days, days go back to nights. We be speaking it right and keeping it tight up in the street life. I meet life head on, no holds barred. Born with a heart of gold, now mostly cold and scarred. Conflict is what I predict. You and your fellas is mad jealous, attempting to flit it. We cleverly stalk you, your fam will miss you. The war's on, that's why we formed a militia.
Everybody's spitting it, the rhyme is hot. Cause it's Big Shook, Guru, and Freddy the Fox. When Premier bring the beats, no, it just don't stop. It's the militia. You owe me for my rhymes, I come to collect. For you dope fiends in rap, I'm here to inject, check. My style is water, baby, spread it around. But when you just don't flow it right and fuck up my sound, I get down. In 89, I spit the buck in the face of every MC that came into place. A scar you'll never erase. MCs are only recognized for their flows. I'm worldwide for the that I turned it up. You heard me spit it on jewels. That's how it goes for all them faking and how I bust up they nose. And while your nose is dripping and draining blood, I'll be standing over you screaming in the what, what, what. Feel my presence like I'm riding a palm. Cause a stormy day is coming. When you see me so calm, it's on. No more twin Glocks, they jam up my plays. Now it's twin 40 caliber Walter PPK. I'm in control of my game, you must respect me like the ref. Uh-huh, you disrespect, you get the deck. I turn you fake, on and off, like I'm the clapper. I rob so many, they should call me Jack the Rapper. When you speak of who's the dopest MC, I don't come up. But when you speak of who's the livest MC, I stay one up. What's up, I got strikes, while you got strikes and bonus mics. Do what do best, right? You can't make up a law that I don't overrule, overthrow. Green boy, bumpy this track so I can let you know. Before I slide, I'ma leave you this jewel. Even mechanics walk around with their tools, it's the militia. Everybody's spitting it, the rhyme is hot. Cause it's Big Shook, Guru, and Freddy the Fox. When Premier bring the beats, no, it just don't stop. It's the militia. Everybody's spitting it, the rhyme is hot. Cause it's Big Shook, Guru, and Freddy the Fox. When Premier bring the beats, no, it just don't stop. It's the militia.
On my mind, refuse to lose.
Terradome, I walked the path of righteous, even when foul like Joe Pepitone. The clock awoke me, was like a quarter past six. Got out of bed depressed, home with the kids, talking about real ish, not fiction. If you ain't down with us, then you a victim. We stay tight like killers up north, the new religion. The ghetto's hell, filled with bad luck and born thieves. Impossible greed throughout the projects, mothers with blunt weed. You dance like Sam Jackson for rocks, aiming the cops. Camouflage evil, desensitized devils with red dots. I take Hashem's orders, keep my team close to the Mexican borders. With no pause and fallout stands, ghetto supporters.
I got so much trouble on my mind.
Refuse to lose.
I got so much trouble on my mind.
Refuse to lose.
I got so much trouble on my mind.
Refuse to lose.
I got so much trouble on my mind.
Refuse to lose.
My Babel Tower 7A displays the worldly terror devils made. They spread the plague of AIDS through Medicaid, and then they pray to idols made of gold. Drink your blood and mark your scrolls. Broken skulls on top of frozen totem poles. Lord of the world's devil embedded, I stay level-headed. While these other cats are way too stupid, so I doubt they'll ever get it. You can't change somebody ignorant that wants to be like that. It's like detoxing someone hooked on coke but won't stop smoking crack. Jaded what? Unimportant paranoia stricken, pulse quicken. Sticking these normally peaceful people, then cop kicking. Situations, we escape police station interrogation. I slay a caucasoid mutation and destroy the nation. I got the sharpest sack. I'll fuck you up like you had chicken pox and got your ass thrown in a piranha tank. Twisting the blister, hot and off, fishy cataclysm. Shattered your vision like a gap blasting at your children.
I got so much trouble on my mind.
Refuse to lose.
I got so much trouble on my mind.
Refuse to lose.
I got so much trouble on my mind.
Refuse
I got compulsive disorders, so many people snorting smack. It's like I died and came back to take the presence of a rat. Cause the streets that I walk is filled with garbage and trash. A lack of funds and holding on to rob a map for petty cash. When I was 10, I used to buy liquor with no ID. Thinking back subliminally, the store clerk was trying to kill me. I was born in Puerto Rico, raised in Brooklyn, Gravesend. Forced to be a man before even men became men. Welfare, food stamps, poor. This shit made me sick. Watching dealers on my stoop, making loot, holding their bitch. I hated Eddie Murphy, used to wish that he would quit it. Or that you ain't got no ice cream. This shit, son, I lived it. Forbid to be the winter, cold floors, the street wars. All the cops raid my block and put the guards on all fours. 15, now I'm addicted to weed and nicotine. Hip hop, lots of Brazilian leads with striped scenes. Robbing gear from Chess King, doing my thing but got caught. Learned the pressure lies within the whole structure of the court. I got barred, a JD card was bizarre. Started building with the force, he put me on that I was gone. Side of Ephraim, the place on the gate, I realized that the window to the soul be directly in the eyes. On a warpath, I study astrology and math. The equator symbolic for how they split us up in half. From bombs and out of space to violating our rights. To cops who shove sticks in his hands in Crown Heights. To kids being raped, to A&Rs with no taste. To classism, to race, to buck 50s on the face, man.
I got so much trouble on my mind.
In your mouth, though, with a heave-ho, you a deep throat. West Coast, Brick Coast is the dosage. I can't overdose on no whole shit. A minister, this pimpness. I've been a minister since an infant. I was Kendrick before Kendrick. Rock and roll Hall of Famer like Jimi Hendrix. So you can vomit on that bullshit, or you can choke on your own spit. When your boys in the pulpit try to rob my church, I'ma rob you first. I'ma do the funeral and drive the hearse. I'ma hug your mama before I steal her purse. I'ma hunt you because I'm the curse. Check my verse in reverse. He's spazzing out, go get the nurse. She passing out from vast amounts of to mouth. I'm cashing out, trick. They know it's my ego. This is cuz and happiness. So tell Al Green to pass the grits. A bag of bitch, I got a bag of tricks. Looks like you got hit with a bag of dicks. This right here is the master mix of Bloods and Crips. So don't resist a smack yet. It's like Will did Chris. Give a demonstration in front of the nation. Smack. I ain't playing. If I had to leave your mother right where you land. Smack. Leave me alone. You might live longer if you mind your own. Watch your tone. I'm too damn grown for this shit. Sticks and stones, well, I'ma pick the stick and crack your ass. You need a maxi pad to stop that blood coming out the gash, punk. They know it's my ego. Say drop the attitude, but y'all shouldn't worry about what daddy do. Y'all should worry about what kids do. I'm a cold motherfucker. Get out my igloo. The CEO with an EGO can pick any flow, any mindy mo. Embody you bitches, make y'all religious. I'm here to fight reptiles and lizards. Motherfucker is the grand wizard. I take